Vasukamo Vasunudran.
Vasukamo Vasunudran.
Tejas kamo vibhavasam.
Tejas kamo vibhavasam.
Vasu kamo vasunudan.
Virya kamo tavirya van.
Devam mayam tushikamas.
Tejas kamo vibhavasam.
Vasu kamo vasunudan.
Virya kamo tavirya van.
Devam mayam tushikamas.
Tejas kamo vibhavasam.
Vasu kamo vasunudan.
Virya kamo tavirya van.
In this way, in this chant, 10 times, you will get it better, isn't it? So, we are giving this diacritic mark, English literature, Chinese literature, only for this purpose, so that you can chant, you can vibrate this mantra. So practice. Here you hear, and in your leisure time, you practice. If you chant this mantra anywhere, you will be honored. Sanskrit language is so nice. And direction is everything is there. First part, word meaning, and translation. So you are taking so much trouble in writing book, not for simply making market. It is for you to read. Not that simply you will go and sell books and read it. The customer says, you read it first time. Then what do you say? He says, no, I cannot read, I can sell it. And then, what is your position if you say like that? I can sell, I cannot read. Anyway, then what meaning?
Divim.
Divim.
The goddess.
Mayam.
Unto the mistress of the material world.
To what?
Shri Kamaha. One who desires beauty.
Deja.
Power.
Kamaha.
One who so desires.
Vibhavasam.
The fire god.
Vasu Kamaha.
One who wants wealth.
Vasun.
The Vasu demigods.
Rudran.
The Rudra expansion of Lord Shiva.
Virya Kamaha.
One who wants to be very strongly built.
Atta.
Therefore.
Viryavan.
The most powerful.
So, these are kama. This material desire. Somebody is wanting wealth, somebody is wanting beauty, somebody is wanting strength, somebody something else. All these are the beginning from Brahma Vachas Kamas too. And ultimately, they want to merge into the Brahma Jyoti. So, up to that point, everything that we want, that is material and that is lust. That's what it is said, calm. This is the opposite word of kama is prema, love. So, in the material world, there cannot be prema. Prema means love. the prema is only possible in the spiritual world. Here, what is going on as love, that is not love, that is lust. A boy loves a girl loves a boy. That is not love, that is lust. As soon as there is some disturbance in lust affair, they divorce. So therefore that is not love. This is no ignoting. The so-called love is bogus in this material. Love cannot be possible. This very word love prayed is specially reserved for Krishna. Prema Pumartha Maha, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching. The highest perfection of life is to evoke one's dormant love for Krishna. The love is there, it is reserved for Krishna. But due to our foolishness, we are distributing that love in so many ways. Up to the dog. This is Kali Yuga. We do not know where to apply love. And you see, all these words is touched with the word kama. Kama. Kama means lust. There is no question of love. Then love, prema and kama is described in Chaitanya Chaitanya. What is prema and what is prema and kama? Atmendriya priti vancha taranam kama. Kama. What is lust? Atmendriya priti. To satisfy one's own senses. That is kama. Here, a boy and girl love. They say love, but no, it is not love. The boy wants to satisfy his senses and the girl wants to satisfy her senses. Therefore, Atmendriya Priti Pancha. Everyone is trying to satisfy her own senses. That is kama. Lust. And then what is prema? Krishnendriya Triti Vanta Dhare Premana. When the same propensity is transferred for satisfying Krishna's senses, just like gopis, the super excellence of gopis is due that they wanted to satisfy Krishna. They dressed very nicely because they thought that Krishna becomes very pleased seeing us nicely dressed. Not that in this material world a woman or a girl dress very nicely just to attract the opposite sex for a second. That's all. So, everyone, all this description is given there. Brahma Vartasa Kama, Bija Kama, then Vasu Kama, Devi Mayam to Sri Kamas, Sri. Sri means beauty. In the Durga Puja, Devi Puja, they ask, after offering Mother Durga all sorts of paraphernalia, then the Pushpanjali, they pray, favor, Dhanam Dehi, Upama Dehi, Balam Dehi, Devi. They means him. After, therefore it is called puja. Puja, just like in business circle, if you want to take some business from a big merchant, so you satisfy him, flatter him, and sometimes invite him in a hotel and give him nice dinner in this way. After he is satisfied, you will kindly give me this contract. Or you will give me this post. The ultimate thing is, he is post and contract, not to satisfy the person. No. He is spending some money for his own sense. Similarly, all these pujas, the demigod puja, that is for his sense. Krishna therefore condemns this. Kāmasthasthe hitokjñāna jajanti yanna devata. This very kāma. Oh, these words, kāma, 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 kāma. So Krishna also says, so you won't find any difference between Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or any Vedic literature. It is to be understood through proper channel. So all these kāmas have been condemned by Krishna. Kāmasthasthe hitokjñāna jajanti yanna devata. The persons who go to worship other demigods like Devi, Maya, Durga, Shiva, or Indra, Chandra, so many. There are 33 crore. 1 crore is equal to
10 million.
And 33. Just see, there are so many demigods and so many desires also. So they are not prohibited. Everything is there in the Bhagavad. If you want this particular, kam kham tam karmanam siddhi jajante iha devata, that is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Those who want quick success in fulfilling some material desires, they worship the demigods. The Mayavadi, Shankarais, they have made a hodgepodge. They have made so much blunder in understanding the Vedic confusion. Misleading, simply. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specially warned that anyone who hears about the Mayavad commentation, he is doomed, he is gone forever, lost. He will have no understanding either this way or that. The Vedas, they give us information of the demigod, but they are not imagination. Neither Krishna is imagination. The Mayavad says everything is imagination. Then Bhagavat is giving this direction. Bhagavat means Vyasadeva is giving direction that if we want this prophet, then worship this demigod. So he is playing childish, foolish thing. He is giving some wrong information, imagination. What business he has got to do that? But this Mayavadi rascals will say that the demigods are also Maya. Krishna is on Maya, everything is Maya. That we call them Mayavad. Everything is Maya. Krishna Bhakti is Maya. They say it is good for raising oneself to the platform of impersonalism. There are processes that you, if you want to go higher platform, you take one staircase and get on it and then throw it away. Because you don't require to come down it. That is the philosophy. So you take any means. The Ramakrishna Mission also says like that. Jatamantam. You can worship Brahma Vapsa, you can worship Devi Maya, you can worship Vasu, you can worship Rudra, you can worship anyone. Ultimately, you become one with the Supreme. Most misguided. Here it is, but if you want this particular thing, then you worship this. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed. Janti deva prata deva. Pitrin janti pitri prata. Demigod worshippers will go to the demigod. There are different planets. 33 crores are demigods, and there are 33 crores of planets also. The moon planet, according to Vedic literature, that is also one of the planets belonging to the demigod Chandra. It is one of the higher planets. So, this is the least. If you want something particular, if you want to merge into the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, then you worship Jajeta Brahmana Patim. Brahmana, Brahmana, Brahma means also Veda. Sabda Brahma. Tini Brahma Rida. In the Bhagavad beginning, Brahma means the sound, transcendental sound of knowledge. That is Veda. So, there is Upanishad. So Upanishad, generally those who are scholars in Upanishad, they want to become one with the... that is not a very difficult thing. Anyone can do that. There is a process. But we Vaishnava, we do not accept that suicidal process. We want to keep our individuality, not merge. We don't want to finish our identity. Our real identity is eternal servant of Krishna. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Dasa. So we want to keep that identity and we want to serve him eternally. Eternally means now we are in this material world. We are being trained up how to serve Krishna. This deity worship, this is training. The same thing will continue when you go to Vaikuntha Vrindavan. The same way we serve personally. So, here, Krishna, this is also personality. But due to my imperfectness, I cannot see Krishna in his actual spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, Krishna has assumed a form which you can approach. It is for your facility. And Krishna, in any form he appears, he is transcendental. Either this form or that. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasubhi, everything. That is Krishna's speciality. He can appear just like if you have got a photograph of some of your friend, so you cannot derive the benefit of directly meeting. But in Krishna's form, if you have a Krishna's photograph, it is as good as Krishna. That is the difference. You can get the same benefit from the photograph picture of Krishna as you get benefit by directly meeting him. Therefore, meeting this photograph, deity of Krishna, is as good as this. Adhyayam, non-dwelling. Here in this material world there is dwelling, but in the spiritual world there is no such dwelling. Brahma Vachas. Kamastu jajita brahmana pati. Indra kamas. Indra means senses. Those who are too much lusty, satisfied simply, they most important thing is the genital sex. So for them it is recommended that you worship Indra. Indra, the demigod, is number one sexually inclined demigod. He has got eyes over all his body, satachakshu. These eyes were originally vagina. He was cursed by Gautama Muni that you are so fond of vagina. I curse you that you get all over your body vagina. Then when he surrendered, he began to cry that it will be very much abominable for me. Then he asked offered that this vagina may be turned into eyes. Therefore, this body is full of eyes. So those who are too much nasty, lover of the vagina, they may worship Indra. This is the regard. Everything is there. If you want vagina instead of Krishna, all right, please. You have it. So, unfortunately, if our student falls a victim of vagina instead of Krishna, that is very regrettable. Then better he worship instead of Krishna, let him worship Indra. That is the Bhagavad Gita. Indram Indriya Kamastu Praja Kamas Prajapatim. Praja, many chieftains, dynasty, just like aristocratic family. One is working very hard to establish a family. In England, it is very prominent. Lord family, Duke family. And where the rascal is going himself, he does not know. But he is establishing a family, Lord family. Prajana. People want that son, grandson, great-grandson, his son, his family will be filled up with so many. In India especially, the Kornis, they want like that. Sri-sancha prajepsama. Sri, beauty, beautiful woman. Sri, oisancha, well. And praja. Praja means many children. They are spending their whole time earning money, amass money, huge bank balance. Then his sons are married. The same thing, he begotten so many children by sex. So he is giving indulgence to his sons, all right, you also take the sex indulgence and produce many children. Prajepsa. And then grandchildren, or also you also take another, you also produce children. They are called prajepsa. They want, they are happy to see that he has got many children, just like Dhritarashtra. He had 100 sons, and the 100 sons are another 100 sons. So he was after how this kingdom should be in my son's hand. That is the cause of Kurukshetra war. So Prajepsa, Prajana. So there are so many kamas, desires, different people, different kamas. Therefore, they are all hitogyana. Anyone who is impeded by this kamas, they are legends. Kamas tasta hitogyana. Hitogyana means one who has lost intelligence. They are captivated by these kinds of lusty things. Janamaitunadidhirhameri sukham mitucham. Prajaskama. Those who want children, get grandchildren. In Bengali there is a proverb. Nati, Nati Shaldevai. Nati means grandson. And grandson's grandson. That means I am living, my son is living, my grandson is living, his son is living, his son is living. In this way, up to seventh generation, if one sees, then immediately goes to him. These are the conception of the materialistic person. That if I can see a grandson of a grandson, then my life is successful. And he's working hard for that purpose. They are called prajakama. Praja means many sons in the family. That is considered very aristocratic. Prajakama prajapatim. Devim mayam to Sri Kama. Sri means beauty. If you want to become very beautiful, either man or woman, then worship Durga. Srishti sthiti pala shagana sat. Tejas kama vibhavasam. Vibhavasam. There are basus, eight kinds of basus. So you can worship one of the basus if you want to be very influential person, like Mr. Nixon. Then you worship Vibhavasam. Basu kama, basu natu dhyan, basu means wealth, if you want wealth, riches. So, least is there. But Krishna says, this will not make you happy, my dear friend. Sarvadan marparita jamame kamsa. Kick up all this nonsense. You just surrender. That is Krishna's instance. Sarvadan marparita mame kamsa. Because he is the supreme, he is giving supreme advice. But there are other persons to regulate them. Because these are called yajnas. Saho yajna praja srishtya. There is little touch of devotion, indirectly. Because if you want to worship Indra, you must worship at the same time Narayan, that is the sister. Narayan Sila will be there. Because the benediction you want from the particular type of demigod, he cannot give independently. When he takes permission from Narayana, he is after this benediction from me and he is worshipping me. So, shall I give him this benediction? So, with this order, because after Ishavasaminam Sattvam, everything is Krishna's property. How, suppose somebody is cashier in our institution, he is getting thousands of dollars in his custody. He cannot distribute without being sanctioned. That is not good. So he must take the superior sanction. And shall I give him? Similarly, all these demigods, they cannot give you anything directly with the permission of the Supreme Personality of God. Mahiva vihitan hitan. That benefit which they derive from the demigod, that is ordained by Krishna, Krishna says. When the demigods appeals to Krishna that this person is hankering after this thing and is worshipping me, so just to keep the position of the demigod, Krishna says, all right, give it. Because the demigods are servants of Krishna. So one has approached the servant of Krishna to keep the position of the servant. Krishna orders, yes, we give. That's like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu took benediction from Brahma. So many things. I shall not die daytime, I shall not die night, I shall not die on land, I shall not die on water. These were all definition by negation. Brahma say yes. Now to keep the words of Brahma, Krishna is so kind. Remember my servant. He appeared in such a way that all the prayers of Hiranyakashipu was not touched. Hiranyakashipu said that I shall not die by any man or any animal or any demigod. So he appeared in Nishinga Murti, who is neither animal nor man nor demigod. You cannot define. Then Hiranyakashipu prayed for that I shall not die in daytime, at night. So Hiranyakashipu was killed in the sandha, between the junction of day and night, just in the evening. You cannot say it is day, neither is night. In this way, Krishna kept all the words of Brahma and still killed it. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Then you may be very intelligent to avoid Krishna or the laws of Krishna, but Krishna is more intelligent. He will also cheat you, because you wanted to cheat him, so he will also cheat you in such a way that he is beyond your imagination. Yes. That is Krishna. You cannot excel Krishna. No. You have to be always unlearned, even in your cheating process. This is Krishna. So take shelter of Krishna and be happy.